Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's all available to you for free. The only thing on my site that you have to pay for is the books. Everything else, and I'm talking about thousands and thousands of different resources that are there dedicated 100% to your opportunity to be successful, to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. It's all there thanks to the hard work that I do and our Brain Trust members and my organization and the absolute incredible support of our outstanding corporate partners, which we appreciate very much, and we hope you do too. Ken Grombach is one of those guys who works hard for us. And
good morning.
He works hard for the money, and he can't wait to be on the show. Can you hear that, folks? You can tell my guest just can't wait. He's the president of KGC Direct. He's the author of Common Census, and he's our generational expert. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Just chomping at the bit. I can't wait.
You're all a Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Hey, listen, before we start, I've got to do this.
Yeah?
I told you about Walmart back in March, you know, when their same-store sales hit a wall. Okay,
you did?
And then there were. I have an article here in front of me. It says Walmart suffers its first profit drop in 10 years.
Wow.
I'm telling you, my friend, and this is a recent article in USA Today. Walmart.
Remind us why you were concerned about Walmart.
Well, see, Walmart's been selling product to the boomers. That's their entire formula,
right,
which is called cheap and deep and narrow, which means they have very, very few items, no selection, but they have them at the lowest price because they're made by slaves in China. They sell products to the boomers, but once the boomers crest 50 years old, boomers stop buying stuff. It's like, you know, you wake up, you're 50, you get scared.
You want nicer stuff.
What?
You want more stuff.
So the new market, the new emerging market, is an under 20 market, which is the largest market in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, Generation Y. Now, Generation Y is built on a need for selection, fashion, selection, and the
internet.
And everything that moves quickly, and Walmart mm-hmm. cannot move quickly.
Not only that, but when you go to Walmart, if you find something you like today, and you go back after you've used up whatever you purchased, and look for that same item in the same place, it's a good chance it's not going to be there.
No, because see their philosophy of cheap and deep. They buy what's the cheapest, not what's best for you.
That's right.
So what will happen? Right, they're doing a very strange thing now. The first thing that happens when a company gets sick is they fire their advertising agency and change their marketing.
You're right. It happens all the time.
So what do? They fire their advertising agency. They change their marketing. And suddenly now Walmart is going upscale of all things. Upscale. I don't know who they're going to sell.
Is this like Jaguar producing a price point car?
Listen, they've tried. They're going after rich people. What is that? Who do they think they are? I mean, from a marketing standpoint, that's called suicide. So they're going to do that. I'm getting flyers now that look more like Macy's than Walmart. do they really think people are going to suddenly shop with Walmart because they're advertising like that? I don't know. Anyway, that's not a theory. It's happening. Watch Walmart.
Right.
Don't buy Walmart stock.
You heard it right here, folks.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Well, taxes. I was thinking about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Jim, the planets are aligned on taxes. The boomers who are paying the taxes of the United States, I'm sure you've seen statistics on who pays taxes, and like the top 5% of the population pays
80% of the taxes. Yeah.
By the time you get down to 20% of the most productive people in the United States, they pay 80% of the taxes. It's just a given. So right now, the boomers, the peak of the boomers, and that would be 1957, is the very peak of the boomers.
Right.
Are about to turn 50. Now,
and they're at their peak earnings, period in their lives.
Peak earnings. You're absolutely right. They're at their peak earnings. They're at their peak consumption, which means
right.
sales tax. Peak earnings, which means income tax, and they have all built these huge starter castles, which means they are at the height of paying property tax.
Right.
So,
well, what's happening is not only are they're at the age where they're at their peak earnings, their children are moving out and they're getting a raise, and their parents are moving on to that great marketplace in the sky, and they're inheriting the money and they're spending that money. And that's part of the consumption. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come with our good friend Ken Grombach. He has an important point that he's going to make right after these messages with regard to taxes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach, the author of Common Census, the president of KGC Direct LLC, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend. And we're talking about the perfect storm of taxes.
This is the perfect storm.
That Ken sees. And when you say perfect storm, that's not necessarily a good thing for the taxpayer, but it is a good thing for the tax recipient, right?
Well, it's actually both, Jim, because it's a good thing for the taxpayer collectively, because there's plenty of tax, and taxes can stay, forgive me here, relatively low, because mm-hmm. there's plenty of money. The problem is going to come 5 or 6 years from now. But for right now, the planets are aligned. The boomers are at the height of their earnings, paying in their maximum income tax. They're
right.
paying in maximum sales tax because they're feeling
pretty affluent right now, aren't they?
Well, a variety of reasons. Not one of you mentioned is that the last of their parents are dying. Actually, and the most affluent of their parents are dying. The GI generation, born 1905 to 1924, the people that are 80 plus, and leaving their money to the boomers.
If they're not dying, they're at an age where they're doing some estate planning, and they're at least getting some of their estate over into their children's hands.
The boomers are in a financially an incredible place. They're getting an inheritance. They've refinanced their houses. They've run their credit card debt up to about $1 trillion.
They're buying new cars.
Their new car consumption is dropping like a stone, which is why Detroit is in such trouble.
Yeah.
You see, the best buyer for a Detroit car is a 43-year-old male, and the boomers have about aged out of that,
mm-hmm.
which is why Detroit is in trouble.
Yeah, but Detroit's going to be like the motorcycle companies were 30 years ago, aren't they?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah,
the generational wave left him behind.
In 1986, Jim, from 1986 to 1992. The Japanese motorcycle sales, which were at about 1 million units a year, fell 80%.
Mm-hmm. Because of the generational wave, because they didn't have the young people to buy those motorcycles.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Back to tax. Uh-huh. We're right now at the zenith of our tax collection. The tax collectors in the United States must think that they are just absolute geniuses, because no one is missing their quotas. Mm. Everybody has
including the states, not just the federal government. The states are awash in tax receipts.
When you think about
except for New Jersey, and nothing can help New Jersey.
I could help New Jersey. All I have to do is give me a call. I'll tell them.
Yeah, they just need a new governor and some new members of their legislature up there.
This is a sidetrack, Jim. Now, come on.
I'm sorry.
We're talking taxes.
I like to tease New Jersey whenever I get a chance. Go ahead.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, see, the sales tax is at a height. Even gas tax. I mean, every time you think about $3 a gallon, don't think that $3 a gallon is going to the Middle East. I mean, there's a huge
right.
portion of that.
About half of that's going to Texas.
This is tax heaven right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. But here's the deal. Right behind the boomers, I mean, the boomers are paying into taxes like crazy. But right behind them is the Grand Canyon. And when and those people born 1965 to 1984, Generation
the Gen,
X,
the Gen Xers, yeah,
will never ever be able to match the tax-paying ability of the Boomers. Which means that in about 6 or 7 years, we're going to have a crash in our ability to collect tax. Which means taxes are going to go through the roof.
Tax percentages. You mean?
Yeah, well,
you mean the government's going to raise the tax percentage?
Oh, they're going to have to, because they're simply not going to be able to squeeze enough tax out of the people that are making the most money because there's so few of them.
Because the boomers, once they get into their 60s and 70s, they're going to say, you know what, I got everything I need. I don't want to spend any more money. I'm going to start laying some money back for the nursing home or the assisted living or whatever. You know, I'm going to be, you know, sheltering some back for to make sure I can be taken care of. So they're going to start holding on to it.
Well, the magic number actually, Jim, is 50. And if you think that the peak of the boomers was born in 1957, and then we had like five or six peak years, 58, 59, 60.
Having begun in 45.
Exactly.
The first baby boomers were born in 45, as I'm not.
Yeah, right. The baby boomer years are 1945 to 1964, with the peak being 1957. It's a perfect bell-shaped curve, but it's a very pronounced curve. And wherever it goes, it makes enormous differences in the market. Well, what's about to happen is the boomers are about to – they're entering 50 in force, in mass. And as they enter 50 – they recognize their own mortality, and things change. They stop consuming. They think more about recreation, and they think more about retirement. I mean, really take retirement seriously. From a small business standpoint, Jim, and this is very interesting, there will be more small businesses, viable small businesses, on the market in the next 5 years than any other time in our history. And it's a wonderful time for people to think about buying someone else's business. I mean, really wonderful time.
There is no better way to buy a business than to buy it from somebody who wants to retire, especially if they're an older person wanting to retire.
Exactly.
If it's a younger person wanting to retire, you might want to be careful about that.
Yeah.
But if it's an older person, meaning they're over 60, that's the best way to buy a small business if you're going to buy one. Stand by, Kim. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach. Here's that little band from Texas to take us out.
We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I'm nationwide.
Something's happening to me.
B, ladies and gentlemen. Fleetwood Mac. Perhaps, well, certainly one of the top 10 bands in the history of rock and roll. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend Ken Grombach. Ken, give us your website, please.
Okay, it's www.kgcdirect.com.
KGCdirect.com, and what will we find when we get there?
You're going to find out what I do for a living. A lot of people are surprised. No, it's a pretty good website. It's kind of a fun website. You got a lot of this
generational stuff on there too, don't you?
Absolutely, and you can buy the book on the website too.
Well, yeah, that's Common Census, which I encourage you to check out, folks, and you can find it there at kgcdirect.com.
Yep.
Okay, Ken, the states are awash in sales tax and property tax, and by the way, states are raising property taxes like crazy.
Yep.
And it's really causing folks a lot of trouble. So they got lots of taxes in the state level. The local governments have a lot of taxes. Federal government has never collected more money right now than they do. Dynamic scoring works. The static scoring is the concept that if you want more tax money in America, you got to raise taxes. You got to raise the rates. That's static scoring. That means that that it's all about the government, and if the government needs more money, they should absolutely suck more out of each individual, a little bit more out of each individual. Dynamic scoring says in America, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, folks, this is my definition. In America, if you give businesses back some money, if you don't tax them as much, the crazy thing is they'll put that money back to work. And the productivity of that money will actually result in more taxes than you would have gotten had you just taxed them more money, taxed them at a higher rate. And so dynamic scoring and supply-side economics is what's happening right now, Ken, in addition to the generational thing you're talking about.
Well, they're awash with money. If you think about it, Jim, I wasn't aware of that dynamic, but that's fascinating. Our government is actually able to run a war, I mean, a serious war costing billions and billions of dollars, and I don't see any shortages anywhere.
No,
and,
that's exactly
and in
right.
fact, there's a lot of people that don't even know the war's on.
That's right. They're not invested at all. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
But my caution here, though, is that this is only going to last for a few more years, and then everything's going to come crashing in from a consumption standpoint. The boomers are going to stop consuming.
Has anybody ever, folks, if you've never seen a generational wave plotted out on a continuum, it's fascinating. Ken, has anyone ever plotted out a generational wave continuum and then identified, you know, in the troughs and the peaks, what would happen, who's going to be impacted, that kind of thing? Has anybody ever done that?
Yeah, me.
Well, I know we've talked about it on the show, but I've never seen the graphic on that.
Well, actually, it's one of the things that I do, and it's one of the things I do in my presentations. It would be a multi-dimensional graph.
Oh yeah, it'd be a very complicated graph. But it,
yeah.
But I would think that it would be something that, you know, if a picture's worth a thousand words, it'd be pretty impressive.
You know, and maybe, you're not the first person, Jim, that's recommended that, and I think that's very astute. You know, that's a challenge for me, and perhaps it's something that I need to do. But my point is 4 or 5 years from now, we're not going to be able to collect tax. And mm-hmm. simply, and I don't want to scare anybody, but if we don't come up with another way to finance our country, there are some serious issues ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're fat cats right now, very fat cats. This is a wonderful time. The planets are aligned. There's no problem with taxes. Watch what happens to how the boomers feel about education once their taxes start going through the roof.
Right.
And we have the largest body of kids in the history of the United States right now, under 20, and they're growing every day.
That's the Gen Ys.
And we got to educate them. And if we don't educate them, then you pay the price later. So the overall picture, big picture, long term, in my mind, is not being addressed. And that concerns me.
Have you ever talked to the Treasury Department about this?
Yeah, well, yeah, they take my call, of course.
Well, of course, I can get them to take your call.
You get out.
I can get them to take your call. I think we ought to work on that.
Well, I'd love to.
I'd just like to know if they thought about this.
Well, I have.
Hey, Ken, forgive me. I have to wrap it up. We're coming up on the end of the hour. Thank you for being here. Give us the website again, please.
Okay, www.kgcdirect.com.
And you can find Common Census there on his book on the website. Thanks, Ken, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Bye.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.